I'm Dinah Chicky, host of Beach Corner, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasauga Beach's only truly local radio.
The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Dinah Chicky is sponsored by Blue Willow Bride, your intimate bridal boutique located in Collingwood, Ontario. Contact Blue Willow Bride for all your wedding needs.
I'm Dinah Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. She began her singing career in 1965 as a studio vocalist, lending vocal support to several recording artists, including Johnny Rivers, Terry Black, Bobby Duval, to name a few. In the 70s, she became the female lead vocalist with the popular Toronto-based show band Bananas. Canadian pop and rhythm and blues singer Rita Johns, wife and creative partner of the late Wayne Buttery, is most noted for receiving a Juno Award nomination for Most Promising Female Vocalist at the 1982 Juno Awards. Rita recorded the Danny McBride composition, She's in Love with Her Radio, produced by Jack Richardson, and later recorded by Sheena Easton. Recently, Rita released two new tracks, Summer Knows and The Story of the Blues. Both songs were recorded and produced by Rita and Bob Federer in collaboration with Maritime Jazz. Joining me via Zoom from Nova Scotia is Canadian pop and rhythm and blues singer Rita Johns. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Blue Willow Bride in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasauga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasauga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom is Canadian pop and rhythm and blues singer Rita Johns. So nice to have you back on the show.
It's so nice to be back.
So the last time we spoke, you have produced three amazing new recordings, Bye Bye Mr. Blues, Next Train, and Guilty as Sin, that were recorded virtually and mixed by Bob Federer. So since then, you recorded the Summer Knows version. Tell us about this song.
I remember when I sang in the bars way back in the 70s and the 80s, it was one of my favorite songs to sing. It always went over so well, and it was so nice to do it in the summertime. It's such a breezy song. It makes you feel wonderful. So it's been recorded by many female singers, but so I thought I would do my version of it. And it's been produced by Bob Federer again, who did all the instrumentation and played the keyboards and the piano, and was a super guy doing it.
And The Story of Blues, I mean, that's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Produced by Bob Federer again and yourself in collaboration with Maritime Jazz. What do you hope to convey with this song to your audience?
Well, I guess, as you know, when Wayne Buttery passed away, and it's been over 2 years now, it's so hard to believe, it was a song that I felt said the most about losing Wayne. Although that's not the entire story of the song, but I put my heart and soul into it. And it was recorded in a very small apartment with a microphone, and the microphone and the computer coming out to Nova Scotia. Ooh. And I was just one morning, I jumped out of bed and there was no noise going on outside. So I decided to sing. I had the music put in my computer and I decided it's time to sing it. So it was about 7:30 in the morning that I was singing. Everybody in the building had gone to work. And I thought it was the best I can do. I didn't have the greatest microphone, but I did the best I could do.
Well, you sound amazing in that song. So tell us about your collaboration with Maritime Jazz and how it has come to fruition.
Over the last 2 years, I spoke on the phone with Bob Federer. He and I worked together back in 1974.
Oh, wow.
With a band called Bananas that Wayne Buttery was also with. Yeah, I was the first female in the band. So I've known him since that time. And we developed a relationship over the phone. It took about a year and a half, and I decided to move out to Nova Scotia, which is where I'm talking to you from today.
Oh, nice.
A little town called Berwick, Nova Scotia. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place to live. The weather's fabulous. The music and the festivals is about 800 festivals a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they cover all the fruits and vegetables and the corn and everything, you know. But it's wonderful. And the people are wonderful here. Okay, enough about Nova Scotia. And
oh, yeah, that's amazing. Well, you have been working with Bob Federer, as you were mentioning earlier, for quite some time. So what do you enjoy most about working with Bob?
Working with Bob, he is incredibly patient with me. I can get quite excited at times. He's an absolutely wonderful human being, and he's done a lot of TV work. So he's and music for TV shows, and he's been around quite a bit. He knows what he's doing. And we're both in our 70s now. I'm 73.
Oh, my goodness. I never would have guessed. You look amazing. Holy.
Oh, it's the camera. It's so nice talking to you, though.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you on the show. Well, on that note, Rita, can you please introduce one of your songs?
So I'll introduce The Story of the Blues. It's a Gary Moore song. And it's, once again, it's my version of The Story of the Blues.
Well, joining
song
me via
from the heart.
Joining me via Zoom is Canadian pop and rhythm and blues singer Rita Johns. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Baby, he left me. My baby, he's gone. My sweet little angel spread his wings and flown. Can't think of a reason for going on from this day. I will play the blues. He said it was over. This time it's the end. Well, bad luck and trouble gonna be my only friend. I still can't believe it. After all that we've been through, every day I will play the blues. Everybody knows what the blues is all about. It's a pain you can live with. It's a man you can't live without. It came from Chicago. I read it in the news. In the headlines was the story of the blues. They say a broken heart can always healer. The sadness will end. But I've done so much crying. When will I laugh again? Till that day, I will play the blues. They told me the news on that day was the story of the blues.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Rita Johns. So Rita, as you mentioned, you have been singing for decades. How do you stay motivated after all these years?
Boy, that's a great question. I mean, it's like chasing a rainbow all the time. You know, you see the end of what you want to happen and you don't know how to make it happen. You know, so many other things happen in your life that pull you away. Maybe just never meant to be, or maybe it's meant to be as I go into my mid-70s. I'm in great health. I'm in great shape. I'm grateful for that.
That's fantastic.
What do you think of that?
Oh, that is fantastic. So where do you draw your inspiration in writing songs?
Well, that's a toughie, you know, because some days I can sit and try and write all day and nothing will come. And then something will come. There's the other songs that you were listening to, Bob and I wrote together. He wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics. And then you come to a dead end where you can't think of anything to write or anything to say. And it's really a bummer, you know, when that happens, but it happens.
And looking back at your musical career, is there something you wished you could have changed?
Yes, I'm bipolar.
Oh,
yeah. And I was diagnosed, thanks to Wayne, in 2017 and have been on the proper drugs ever since. Okay. So I was severely depressed all the time, couldn't really deal with the crowds of people and success. But everything is wonderful now. I feel strong. And even though I'm, you know, well into my 70s, I still feel like there's still time. And I love to sing so much. So it doesn't matter to me what venue I have to sing in, as long as I get to sing.
So you seem to be really happy with the musical career that you have garnered over the years.
Yes, I have. I worked the bars for 12 years, finished in 1986. So from 74 was solid on the road and in the bars all the time and raising two children at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, life was a little tough.
And what's next for Rita?
I just want to keep writing and singing. And if YouTube is the only venue that I have, then let it be. I may not be what record companies are looking for. It doesn't work that way anymore anyway. You know, thank God for YouTube so that people can get some exposure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And all the social media platforms as well.
Yeah. Did you say when you were listening to my stuff or looking in that YouTube, did you notice the children's songs?
No, I didn't.
Little cartoons?
No, I didn't see that one. I'm sorry. Did you? Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, cartoons and children's songs, and got a lot of listeners.
That's amazing. I love your voice. I always say it's always so smooth and your sound is beautiful. Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you, Rita, for being my guest and wishing you continued success with your musical career. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yes, and you're going to love this song because it's for the summer. How's the weather there today? Do you know?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a little cloudy, a little humid. We got a bit of rain, but, you know, can't complain.
Yeah, it's been pouring all day here. The Summer Knows is a song written by Michel Legrand. It was a big hit in the 70s, early 80s, around that time. And it's such a relaxing song if you're sitting outside in the backyard with a beer and just letting the breeze flow through your hair. It's the kind of song that makes you feel warm inside.
Well, you're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows. The summer's wise, it sees the doubt within your eyes, and so it takes its summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twists the world round its summer. see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. Summer knows, the summer's wise. It sees the doubt within your eyes, and so it takes its summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger. Twist the world round summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for
a wrap for me. I would like to thank Rita Johns for being my guest and wishing her continued success with her musical career. For more information, visit her Facebook page at Rita-Johns. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.